This is Summer with the local news for Sunday, August 2nd, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Confederate flag is flying over the Ulster County Fair this weekend. After Gary Newkirk, the fair manager, first told the Watershed Post that they would not allow the flags, they issued a press release saying that the Confederate flags are allowed at the Ulster County Fair. Quote, when the Watershed Post called Newkirk asking for an explanation about the discrepancy between his two statements, an aide in his office refused to put Newkirk on the phone and then hung up, unquote, the online journal reports. They also quoted Delaware County Fair officials welcoming the flags at their fair in a few weeks. In Greene County, Richard Baer, the former head of the Greene County Youth Fair, told the Watershed Post that there was no formal ban on Confederate flags at this year's event. Quote, we didn't have t-shirt vendors or vendors of any sort that I think would portray that, unquote. Baer said, I don't care one way or the other. It's part of history, unquote. The state fair has banned the flag this year. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Bicycles will fill local roadways in Greene County this weekend with a tour of the Catskills Pro-Am races through August 2nd in Tannersville, Windham, and other local towns. Ryan Anglum reports in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials hope to capitalize on the summer mountain bike races, with Greene County's Department of Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning applying for a $100,000 state grant July 30th. The Windham World Cup races and festivals start on August 6th, and there are also several other biking events locally. Grant money would go to an advertising and marketing campaign to move some of Vermont biking tourism dollars to Greene County, according to Economic Development Director Warren Hart. Quote, we looked extensively at the economic impact of mountain biking on visitor spending, unquote, Hart said. We looked over at some mountain bike trails in Vermont, and there is a very good return on investment for mountain biking, unquote. In Greene County, there are mountain bike trails including the Roundtopia mountain bike trails with over 20 miles of single track and fire roads built by the Roundtop Mountain Bike Association. The Windham Bike Park opened at the end of July. Elm Ridge Bike Path is located in the Elm Ridge Wild Forest, and the Windham Path, a 1.5-mile single track loop with a newly constructed bridge over the Batavia Kill with access to South Street in Windham. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Today is Sunday, August 2nd, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny day with a high near 83 and a low around 63. Monday showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 2 p.m. and before 2 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84 and a low around 62. Tuesday, a chance of showers before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.